Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. I bring you greetings from Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry, and you are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. Today's topic is learning how to endure our trials and tribulations while still serving God with a spirit of humility. Now, this topic is very important to me because it's very important to God. You see, James is the author of the book of James. And we're not talking about the Apostle James. We're talking about Jesus' brother, James. James is a humble writer. He is a humble leader. And he is a humble servant. And he opens up James, the first chapter in the first verse, identifying himself as a servant. So I am very happy to learn the lessons that I am learning through James' eyes. And I'm very thankful to the Holy Spirit for what He is teaching me and how I am learning how to apply this word to my life. Not just in the areas where I pick and choose how I want to humbly serve. And stay with me here, because it's easy to humbly serve when things are going well with you. But how well do you serve when things are not going well with you? Now, we're going to contrast two characters in the Bible today. And one is going to be Haman, and the other is going to be Mordecai. Now, I want you to read James, the first chapter, in its entirety, but the key verses that we're going to focus on today is James 1:1, James 1:2, and James 1:5. Then our scripture reading will be James, the entire chapter, the first chapter of James. And our second scripture reading will be found in Nehemiah, the third chapter. In Nehemiah, the third chapter, it opens up with Haman's promotion. Haman was promoted, and after he was promoted, his title and his position, it went to his head, and he began to operate in a spirit of pride. And not only did he operate in the spirit of pride, he began to persecute Mordecai, who refused to bow down to him, because Mordecai, he was standing firm in his belief that he would only bow down to God, because God was the only one that he was serving. So my question to you this morning is, who are you serving? Who are you bowing down to? And who do you refuse to bow down to? Now, I want to break a couple of things down to you. When I first opened up this series on the book of James, I shared that James was the author of the book of James, and that James was Jesus' brother, not the James, the Apostle James, which was one of the 12 apostles. But James grew up with Jesus. He was Jesus' brother. He probably played with Jesus. They did chores together. They learned lessons together. They were brothers. And so when James started teaching, he did not come on the scene and say, hey, I'm Jesus' brother, James, and I wrote this book. Excuse me.
He simply wrote the book. And the first chapter of the book of James, it is talking about learning how to endure trials and tribulations. So my question today is, are you experiencing a trial today? Do you have tribulations today? Are you being tested today? Because this message is going to teach you how to respond to your tests, to your trials, and to your tribulations. Now, James was writing this book of James to the Christians that were being persecuted and that were scattered all throughout Rome.
And I know that many of you are being persecuted, and I know that many of you are being tested, and I know that many of you are going through trials and tribulations that is a little bit overwhelming. And dig this, I am not exempt. I am going through a trial right now. And through the trial, through the test that I am going through, I am asking God for spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We don't have to go through anything on our own. We have a duty and a responsibility to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. That's what the word of God says in Matthew's the 6th chapter in the 33rd verse. So first of all, are you seeking God first? What was the first thing you did today when you woke up this morning? Did you give God the glory? Did you give God the praise? Did you say, God, I'm asking for wisdom to help me go through this day? Now, God, there are some things that I'm enduring. There are some tests. There are some tribulations. There are some trials. There are some areas where I am being tempted, and I'm asking you to give me wisdom. I'm asking you to show me what to do and how to endure and go through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. Because God, you said that you are with me and that your rod and your staff will comfort me. Well, God, I need some comforting in this situation because I'm feeling, and I'm going to put a blank there. And that's for you to fill in the blank. How are you feeling due to the trial and the tribulation and the test that you are going through? How do you feel? Are you being persecuted? Are you being mistreated? How are you being handled? And then how are you handling other people? You see, today is a day of accountability. We're not just going to talk about what's being done to us. We know what's being done to us, and we talk about what's being done to us, but we don't like to talk about what we do to other people. So today is a message of accountability and responsibility. And I want you to take a moment and do self-examination and be honest with God and be honest with yourself. Because if you have been persecuting another person, if you are responsible for a person that is enduring an unnecessary test trial, then I simply want you to ask God to forgive you, ask the person to forgive you, humble yourself and repent. And while you're doing that, I want you to look at what you did and to see how it affected the person that you was doing it to. Like if you said something to somebody that was wrong and it killed their spirit, what signs did you see of how your words affected them? And I want you to understand that power is in our mouth. Life and death is in the power of our tongues. And there's life in our words. So whether you speak positive or whether you speak negative, words are being deposited. And a lot of times, words, they get into our hearts, they get into our spirit, they go deep down into our soul, and they start growing. And a lot of times, people will grow negative words, and they will reject the positive words. So when we think about the tests, the trials, the tribulations that we are enduring, what do you have to strengthen you if all you have is negative words and negative expectancy? We must learn how to reject the negative words, and we must learn how to embrace the positive words, and we need to learn how to speak positively to one another. We need to learn how to edify one another, and we need to learn how to walk in love and love one another. Are you enduring a test today? Are you enduring a trial today? Are you facing a great temptation today? What is the status of your heart? What is the status of your mind? What are you going through? What are you dealing with? And what kind of words are you feeding off of today? Are you feeding off of the words that people spoke to you? Are you feeding off of the words that God spoke to you? God said, trust me. Do not put your trust in man, because cursed is the man that put his trust in man. In Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. So, is God directing your paths today? Are you trusting God? Psalm 71 and verse 1, it says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. So I want to encourage you today to look at how you have persecuted somebody else, and then just stand accountable for that. Repent, forgive yourself, and move on. And then I want you to look at how others have persecuted you. And the reason I'm asking you to do this is because we want to look at the negatives and we want to look at the positives. We want to look at what has been done to us, and we want to look at what we have done to others. And through the learning curve, we want to come out on top. We want to become better people because of the persecution and because of the suffering and because of the trial and because of the test. Now, the trials, the tests, and the tribulations, they are to make us stronger. They are not to break us in a negative way, but they are to break us in a positive way that will catapult us down on our knees in the secret place, where we will seek God, where we will seek his face, where we will turn to him, where we will come to him and cast our cares upon him. So going back to the purpose of the book of James, and particularly with this first chapter of James, James was teaching the Christians that were persecuted and were scattered all over Rome. So have you been scattered today? And if you have been scattered, where were you when you got scattered? And where did you end up after you got scattered? Now, I want you to pay close attention to that, because many of us, we were smack dab in the middle of God's will. We was doing what God wanted us to do, and something happened to distract us, and we moved off course. And as a result of that, we ended up being scattered. And I want you to take a moment to just really reflect on your life. Look at the trials. Look at the test. Look at the tribulations. Look at how you have responded to the adversities that have come in and out of your life. Look at how you have responded to being scattered, even dreams being shattered in your life. How did you respond? Did you turn to God or did you turn away from God? Did you seek God or did you seek other people? James was telling the persecuted Christians how to endure tribulations. Now, I want to go back to promotions for a moment, because Haman was promoted in the book of Nehemiah, the third chapter. And once he got promoted, he wanted everybody to honor him. He wanted everybody to respect him. He wanted everybody to bow down to him. And everybody did bow down to him, except one man. And this man, his name was Mordecai. And Mordecai refused to bow down to Haman. And as a result, Haman retaliated against Mordecai. And he began to persecute him. He began to oppress him. Now, Mordecai was a believer. Mordecai loved God. Mordecai lived to honor God. He was a humble servant. And so this is why I'm talking about the promotions, because Haman should have been happy in his position to serve. But Haman was excited about his title, and Haman was excited about his position. Now, Mordecai had a title and Mordecai had a position, but Mordecai was not concerned about his title, and Mordecai was not concerned about his position. Mordecai was concerned about serving God and serving God's people with a spirit of excellence. Now, when Haman began to persecute Mordecai, Mordecai continued to serve God with a spirit of excellence. And as you read through Nehemiah, the third chapter, you're going to learn that Mordecai didn't try and defend himself. Mordecai didn't complain. Mordecai didn't put his mouth on Haman. Mordecai just let Haman be Haman. And everything that he did, that Haman did to Mordecai, God used it. God used all of those stumbling blocks and turned them into a stepping stone, because at the end of the story, Haman ended up being killed on the gallows that he constructed to kill Mordecai. So the word of God tells us that God will sit down one and he will raise up another. So Mordecai, God set down Haman, and God elevated, God promoted Mordecai. Now the blessing here is that Mordecai, he served in the midst of his trial and his tribulation, and as a result, he received a promotion. And when he got promoted, he continued to serve God with a spirit of excellence. So, how are you serving God today? How are you serving God in this new place that you are in this new promotion? Many of us are receiving promotions now, or you just received a promotion, or you about to receive a promotion. And I have a couple of questions for you. How humble are you? How prideful are you? Are you being controlled by the pride, by the title and the position? Or are you being controlled by the characteristics of God's word and developing the fruit of the spirit within your promotion? Are you meek? Are you lowly? Are you gentle? How are you serving? How are you serving others? So this is the word for today. I'm driving en route to work, so excuse the background noise. I thank you for taking the time to just listen to this message. I will be sharing more on this topic, and I want you to think about the areas where you are being tested, the areas where you are being tried. And I want you to go to God and ask Him for wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what to do. And if you know that you've been too into the title and you've been too into the promotion that you received, simply humble yourself. Let God know, and then lower your expectations, lower your attitude. Deal with the spirit of pride within yourself and bind the spirit of pride, renounce the spirit of pride, and lose the spirit of humility. Pride will cause you to fall short of the glory of God. And if you're not careful, if we're not careful, if I'm not careful, pride can cause me to lose my kingdom. Pride can cause you to lose your kingdom. So we need to be very careful about who we are. And we must understand that regardless of titles and positions, God tells us in Isaiah 43 and verse 10 that we are His servants and His witnesses. God is not concerned about our titles and our positions, and neither should we be. We should be more concerned about being servants and learning how to humbly serve God. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, and I pray that you have a wonderful day. God bless you.